Unfortunately, the amendment to halt the merger of the U.S. and Israeli militaries together has failed. They have shoved this into the National Defense Act, and it will pass. This whole idea, which Netanyahu even says was his idea, this was his plan. This did not come from our Congress members. He actually put it forward. They said, okay, we'll do whatever you want, our dear leader Bibi, and they put it into this bill. The goal of this, according to Netanyahu, is to end U.S. aid to Israel. Now, you might think, oh, that's a great thing. We do want to end U.S. aid to Israel, right? The workaround is to no longer need aid from the United States military because you will just become the United States military. Netanyahu said, rather than being dependent on the U.S. military, we become partners. We become partners. We share everything. Here's the article from Responsible Statecraft saying Congress has refused to even allow a full House vote on a provision that would pave the way for an unprecedented integration of the U.S. and Israeli military industrial complexes. After no debate on Monday, the Rules Committee chose to reject a bipartisan amendment introduced by Reps Ro Khanna and Thomas Massey that would have stripped the United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative from the bill. This provision they wanted to squelch creates an executive agent within the Department of Defense whose sole responsibility is furthering U.S. and Israeli military tech integration across nearly every facet of the defense process. It even specifically says in this provision that we will source and look for as much Israeli tech to integrate into our military as possible. That is a bad idea. That's the worst thing I've ever heard of. So if you don't want that, call your congressman, call your senator, tell them you absolutely want them to oppose that bill unless they strike that from it, that you will not live in a nation that is beholden to another foreign nation. I was going to say something much more grotesque, but whatever. I mean, it's just so obvious. Israel has taken over. We're not a sovereign country anymore.